Blog Talk Radio. Today is Thursday, March 30th, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Thursday, phenomenal people. I hope you're out of the gates this morning in good fashion. Today, in your best stride, getting it done, making it happen, whatever it is you need to make happen, all over those plans and goals and all that stuff. Or maybe not. Maybe you're doing your own thing at a totally different pace, and it's not necessary to keep up with anybody else's, just your own expectations. Well, I know how that works for sure. How awesome is that? Do it your way. If you feel great about it, because that's all that matters, that's all that counts, is how you feel about it. And that is a great way to live life. That's what I'm thinking. In a way that you are doing what you love and enjoy most. Well, multi-award-winning filmmaker Bob Bryan is a wonderful example of that. He has taken his tremendous talent, passion, and ideas and put them in full view for all of us to see, appreciate, and enjoy. He's doing what he loves to do, exploring dimensions of life and people in a very powerful and phenomenal way, and putting it into the extraordinary art and skill of filmmaking. He's my special guest today. How about that? Thank you and welcome to the show, Bob Bryan.
Hi, Silver Ray. Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, too. Wonderful, too. So I'm excited to be talking to you. I say that to all my guests, but it's just a basic truth. I am very excited to have you be a part of this show and on the Foxology stage, and especially with that new project that you've got going. But we're going to get to that. But thank you so much for taking the time to show up here today. Truly appreciate it. Want to tell people, I'm sure a lot of people are just quite familiar with you, and so that's really great. But for those who are not, we're just going to get that part of it done and let them know the truly incredible things that you have been up to in your great career. I know that over the years, Bob, you have worn many hats, and like a lot of us trying to get things done, you do it because you have to, but you do it because you love it. And I know that you've been stretching your talents over a couple of decades at least. So why don't we just start right there. Tell us about the hat you're wearing. Tell us about all the things that you've been doing, because you're truly a creative talent.
Well, thank you for those kind words. Time is a phenomenological thing for me. I don't really deal with time. I just deal with the present. So in essence, it sometimes is a little difficult for me to think over the decades what I've done, because I'm like a speeding bullet, always moving forward. But specifically to answer your question, I am an independent filmmaker, and that's what I do. I make films independently, which is not dependent upon grants or funding from any exterior source, but rather I fund my own projects. I work as a cinematographer. I work as a director. I worked as the executive producer. In fact, I edit all my projects, and, we put out films and books. So we've been doing that for quite a while now. I forget how long. But, we just recently released a new movie called GV29, The Power Paradigm, Women, The Power Paradigm.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. But I want to know, in reference to what you just said about your hats that you're wearing, what is it that has fueled you over the years? There are things that really get us, and a type of passion that it makes all of this. You said, you funded all, and all I could think of is that it's a labor of love. So what is it that fuels your passion most? What fuels you when it comes to to doing this. I think it's quite a phenomenal thing that you take it on and you're doing it independently and you're doing it as many years as you have.
Well, it's a good question. I have passion. I'm excited about life, about every aspect of life, life in general and specifically life. So at any particular moment, I'm going to be stimulated by any number of things. And when I'm deeply passionate and stimulated about a subject matter, I move in that direction. And I never know moment to moment what's going to stimulate me. But whatever it is, I listen to that muse. I listen to that voice. I listen to that instinct, and I go there. I don't sort of edit myself in that regard because I understand that that voice that is speaking to me is of a higher calling, of a higher arc. So I don't question it. I just go there. So which means I'm going to get into a lot of eclectic areas, and there doesn't seem to be one stream or one direction that it goes in, but then that's my life. I'm all over the place. So passion is what drives me, and it's passion for the moment. And usually when I connect with that passion, it connects with other people. So I feel like I'm kind of connected to humanity in a specific and general way.
Yes. Well, I know over the years, too, you are a multi-award-winning filmmaker, and that it's obvious. I looked at your work, and it's just it's truly an amazing history. But I know that anyone who becomes what you've become, it came with some hardships. And I'm only asking about that, Bob, because one of the things I like to get at in people when I'm sharing them with an audience, you know, everybody's got a dream and they've got a goal. And sometimes they think it's way too lofty. It's way too out of reach. And how could I ever do it? And, you know, I like the idea, but it'll never happen. We all face challenges along the way. And I know that you have truly triumphed over them. Why don't you share maybe a point or two or a thought in regard to people who may be feeling like that? Because you've done some really wonderful things over the years. How did you get through it?
Very easily, actually, as weird as that sounds. I have no doubt about who I am and no doubt about what I want. So if you start from the premise of not doubting yourself, then everything is possible, then you realize that it's unlimited. The things that happen to people that are impediments are really walls that they put up themselves because they believe the hype, perhaps, of negativity. They believe the hype of being apprehensive. They think dreams are unattainable. They think miracles are moments that happen once in a lifetime if you're lucky. And I believe that miracles are happening every second of the way. Life is a miracle. And if a thought comes to you, whoever you are, understand that that thought is for you. That's specifically tailored for you. If you believe in an entity which you have a name for, well, then that entity is speaking to you directly. Because if you didn't get that idea, it would be somebody else's idea. But by virtue of the fact that that idea came to you, that means it's possible for you to do if you believe in yourself. So the reason why I've been personally able to achieve the things that I've been able to do is because I just have unfettered belief in myself. Because I am, and that's enough.
And you're absolutely right. That was great, great. Listen, I would love to talk about a lot of your projects, but the particular one we're going to talk about today is Women the Power Paradigm. And I have given you just praise on every side of this because I really did love it. I really loved how it spoke to women. I thought it came to my ears and eyes at a time that was really special. I felt for all women, so I shared it a few times on social media, with it being Women's History Month, and I, you know, keep referring to it like a lot of others as Women's Her Story Month because we all have one, and many times of great triumph and victory and over obstacles and things in our lives and finding out who we are, discovering who we are, and trying to be the best ourselves that we can become. So I loved it. I loved the great message that came from this, from the women that you showcased and highlighted in the film. And I want to talk to you about inspired you to put these women out on the stage, if you will, for this particular project, this particular presentation. What was your inspiration for it?
Wow, you asked the important questions. Well, first of all, I have a tremendous amount of respect and love for women, and or else I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for women, I would not
exist.
That's true. So we start from that, you know. So I got to give all due praises, too. How I came about the project is on a regular basis, actually every day, I communicate with my muse. And my muse comes to me in unexpected, inexplicable ways. And it was about a year and a half ago, my muse said, "Women." And I said, "What?" They said, "Women." And I said, "Okay, good. I understand that." And then ideas began to filter through about women, various subjects. And the idea came to me again, like a whisper, like a wee small voice that said, "Power. Women with power." And I said, you know, my head jerked back. I said, "Well, of course. And then I realized it isn't so obvious, right? Depending upon the culture you're living in, women are not in power. They're not empowered. Women themselves don't think of themselves as powerful entities. At least some don't. So starting with that kind of questioning of the reality of power, what is power, I began to sort of like think about it. And when I thought about it, it was sort of like an energy, kind of like a magnet. And I believe in coincidences. I believe in accidents. I believe that things come to you when you're ready. So I just open myself up and say, I don't know anything about this subject. I always go into it like that. I don't know anything, so teach me. And then I ran into one person. And everybody that I run into when I'm committed to a project has something to do with the project. Again, there's no accidents. So I began to run into one person, and one person led to another person, led to another person, led to another person, and there was never any rejection. There was never any, "Well, no, I'm not going to do that person because of da-da-da." Everybody who comes to me during the time that I'm committed to the project is in the project. And these six women came to me as a result of my commitment to the idea and the magnetism which drew them to me. And what came out of it is our interaction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's the truth of the matter.
Of course it does. What I embraced about this, and I've worked with women in an empowerment position most all of my life, teaching, training, coaching in one form or another, and I understand who we are. I've loved every aspect of it. When I think about it sometimes, it just boggles my mind that I've had that hands-on experience with so many to offer some type of skill or training or influence, and I just have so much inspiration for other women, and just admire and salute so many other accomplished women. But I realize from watching what you did, we look at powerful women and we place another type of paradigm on it. And your film, I believe, says we don't have to be president of the universe or have to be in certain positions of status or fame, but to be in a place within our own selves, our being, understanding that our being is powerful, is so, it just really sends out, I feel, the most powerful message. You said something I saw in your bio. There's a quote there that says that men's definition of power is how other people view them, But women, it's about how we feel about ourselves. When you got all of this in your vision, when you got your final product done, what do you feel is the message you were wanting women to get from all of this, and men, anybody watching? But what did you feel was your final message?
Well, first of all, I don't think in terms of what I want the message to be. What I've noticed over the years, if I'm on time and focused on the subject matter, people will derive from the project what they need, where they're coming from. So in other words, I make a canvas, but I don't tell everybody how to feel about that particular piece of art. Everybody comes to it with a different psychology. So I allow the need that that person has to come out. All I do is I mine the subject in a very deep way, in a very complicated way, in a very truthful way, and then I let people come away with what they want or what they need at that particular time. It's a touchstone for them, and it touches people in different ways because identity is a very complicated issue, and programming is a much more complicated issue. And what do I mean by that? I mean people today, as in back in the day, from in the beginning, are programmed by their culture, their belief systems, by their neighbors, and today, contemporarily, programmed by the media, you know, and the messages coming out by that particular entity. And people believe it. They buy into it. So there's a personality that's created, which is the sum total of the influences that they're under the influence of. So I understand that. So I know different kinds of people coming from different spaces and places are going to perceive my product, quote unquote, in the way that they need. Because I'm all my intent is about healing and pulling people to the next level. It's always about next level stuff for me. I know that people are going to get what they need from it. But I don't have one particular agenda. In fact, I try to make sure that I don't have any agenda. If any agenda I have, the agenda would be action. Take action. And that action is going to differ per person.
You know, I do see that there really is something for everybody. And I think if you're really tuned in, you just cannot even afford to miss what that film is saying to you. What I'd like for you to do, I mean, I saw a lot of fierceness in women, faith, fortitude, a lot of forward thinking. Can you just briefly touch on everybody that was in that in the film? Just kind of brief everybody that's listening. I know you can't tell it all. They'll need to get it and watch it. But share a little bit about each one. You had the up close and personal experience with them.
Right. Even my perception of them may be faulty. But the people who are in it, the six women who I profile, who are featured in Women, the Power Paradigm, is Angela Merrill. She's an infamously famous stunt performer and actress. People probably know her from Kill Bill, Kill Bill 1, which is when she's fighting with Vivica Fox when they go into her home. Anyway, she's done a ton of things. So she's known as a stunt person and an actress, but also she's a motivator as well and an author. She wrote a book on the how-to stunt book, which means that if you want to get into stunts, this is the book that you have to read to get up to speed. Also, there's another stunt person. Her name is Crystal Michelle. She's a fantastic person who is a totally positive person who believes in herself and believes in you. And she also works in the industry. And she's also created the one problem for stunt people is that they always get hurt or can get hurt potentially. And she created a body padding company which will help women or men to protect themselves while they're doing stunts. So, you know, that's Crystal Michelle. There's Julie Moon, who is the executive producer, writer, songstress of an entity of an empire called Warrior Girl Music. And she creates music that is like, and it's featured, a lot of it is featured in the documentary as well, that is profound. And she's a mentor and someone who coaches people to go to the next level. There's Lady Dre. What can I say about Lady Dre? Lady Dre is a singer, but she's a profound believer. She's a faith believer, and she believes in the Rastafarian way. She is someone who, every time she opens her mouth, there's a vulnerability and a strength that comes from her. So Lady Dread is important because she's kind of a touchstone to reality. You know, she has the truth, you know, which is every time she opens her mouth, you hear it. There's Melanie Wise. Melanie Wise is a very wise person. She, I guess that's why she was given that name. She's also the co-founder of what's called the Artemis Women in Film Festival. Women in Action Film Festival, and she deals with a lot of women's issues, and the festival draws together a lot of films from around the world. It's in its third year now, and what she does is she deals with the psyche, the psychology, and reality of women as they exist, and the secrets that are embedded within the women's culture that people don't even know exist, you know, whether it's Amazon women or contemporary women who are just get it. Okay, so that's Melanie Wise. And the last person is Pigeon. Pigeon is a roller derby mama. She's a person who is not only an entrepreneur, but a painter and a manager and a skater and a owner of a business called Moxie out in Long Beach. And she's just a woman of strength who believes in herself and believes in developing women. And she's a very powerful person. So together, these six women are who are featured, and they come from different places, different realities, different belief systems, and they're multicultural, so it's not just coming from one thing. Their gender is one thing, but their belief system in life is multifluidous.
What would you say to women about the film in regard to what you've just described? Every woman has her own individual uniqueness, and some people may not feel the inner power and strength that other women do. How would you express through this piece to other women, knowing how you again worked up close with these women, you certainly had to do your own deep examination. What would you say to other women who maybe really need to and really want to get this? And when I
you're already present. You're already present in your life, and you're already empowered, whether you realize it or not. Don't believe the hype. Okay. Don't believe in anything more than your infinite power. If you start from that premise, you'll be fine because you'll grow and you'll be able to attract to yourself what you personally need. Now, the documentary sparks kind of a lively discussion about empowerment, gender roles, creativity, and a lot of other things. And it's important that in order to be empowered, it's not sort of like, I'm going to go for power because I'm going to be a powerful person. Well, it's not just that epiphany or that feeling doesn't just come overnight. You've got to break through a lot of psychological issues like fear or rage or pain or conflict or change or discipline or training. You're going to have to deal through a lot of different doors before you arrive at the place called power. And so the documentary really explores all these issues, allowing women to also reflect upon the fact that, yeah, like, I got to deal with that. Why am I angry? Specifically, what am I dealing with? Why do I feel insecure? And if I feel secure, is that okay? So you have to give yourself permission. So the documentary allows you to go to explore a whole lot of issues and to come up with a conclusion, hopefully, that works for you. Every single woman, every single person, male or female, has to go through those doors. And they're individually tailored by your personal experience, your belief system, your goals, and ultimately your identity. And identity is a very deep thing. So I think the documentary just allows people to be able to question, at least ask themselves, who am I? And the answer is there. It's embedded within your DNA. It's just that you've got so much other noise preventing you from perhaps listening to that voice. You know, like, oh, I can't do that. That's too big. Or, oh, I couldn't possibly get up and achieve that. That's there's nobody in my family who's done that kind of stuff before. Or that's a crazy idea. I don't know. I couldn't. Listen, if that crazy idea comes to you, it's because you can achieve it. It wouldn't come to you if you couldn't. So you got to start believing and understanding that that wee small voice is tailored specifically for you. So if I can awaken that idea, then I've done my job.
Absolutely. Well, you have certainly answered the next question in the big picture way. But let's just do a pretend scenario, and I ask you, Bob, why should I have women, the power paradigm in my video library? And then once you answer that question, we're down to 3 minutes. So tell us where they can go to obtain it. I've got that information also on the radio website in my programming information about you. But what would you say to me if I bumped into you in the elevator and you tell me what you do and I'm on the way to do this interview? Well, why would I want that documentary in my library?
Well, I would say to you that if you don't have an affinity or an attraction or a magnetic connection to me or to the idea, then you're not ready. So I'd say that those people whose lights are turned on by whatever, because, again, if I came into your life, there's a reason for it, which means that you're ready. But if you deny it, if you're into a state of denial, of course, no matter what I say or what I show you will be meaningless. The people who get it are going to get it. The people who are ready are going to be ready. And there's nothing that I would do affirmatively which would change that. Either you're ready or you're not. And people who get that understand that intuitively. As to where you can find it, you can find Graffiti Verite, the documentary series. I've done 29 books and films at my website, and I'll give that out if that's okay.
Sure.
www.graffitiverite.com. I'll spell that. GraffitiVerite, V like victory, Erite.com, GraffitiVerite.com. If you want to email me, I'm at bryworld@aol.com. That's bryworld at aol.com. And, of course, I'm on Facebook at Bob Bryan, which is my name, obviously.
Well, Mr. Bob Bryan, I want to say what a pleasure it's been talking with you about this project. I have been excited about it, truly. Ever since I saw it come across my information, and thank you for allowing me to offer some preview ideas, and thank you again for taking the time to be here today and express your thoughts and the why of your why and in such a beautiful way. I want to say this, if someone were to ask me, and I didn't write this down anywhere, but if someone were to ask me why to get it, tell them, as a woman, we're always exploring and expanding, and I think that that is a good place for us to be. And if you really want to have some answers to the fact that you don't need to be like any other person, any other woman anywhere, that you can just do you and be powerful in your own right, these women, I feel, share some stories that are relatable and are powerful and really help us to understand that really, really clearly. We're out of time, sir, so I'm going to thank you once again. You be blessed. Stay blessed. And I'm going to give you a call a little bit later just to touch base, but I really appreciate you being my guest today.
Civil Ray, thank you so much.
All righty, sir. Have a good one.
You betcha.
And I want to thank all of you. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. Truly, you know that's why I'm here, because I feel like you're here, too, and listening. I hope you will check out this documentary. It is all of that and then some, all of what you heard. It's really real, and I think you'll truly enjoy it. Tell your friends about Foxology. I'm going to look forward to talking to you all again next time. I want to thank you for listening. Be good. Be blessed. Be awesome.